It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. When a story about a great work of art hits the front page of a major newspaper, it usually means some kind of trouble, fraud, theft, vandalism. But when 2 weeks ago the Los Angeles Times published an article with a reproduction of Adam and Eve by German Renaissance painter Lucas Cranach the Elder, the news was good, at least for the Norton Simon Museum in Pasadena. Norton Simon purchased these paintings in 1971 from descendants of the Russian aristocratic family who claimed that after the 1917 revolution, the Soviet authorities confiscated their family collection. In 1931, in desperate need for money, the Soviets sold Adam and Eve at an auction in Berlin, where it was acquired by the Dutch Jewish art dealer Jack Goodsticker. Then, at the beginning of World War II, when the Nazis invaded Holland, Goodsticker fled the country. His vast collection was sold under enormous pressure to Hermann Göring, and for only a fraction of its actual price. After the war, part of this collection was recovered by Allied forces and returned to the Dutch government. However, no one claimed ownership of the Cranach diptych until 1966, when descendants of the Russian aristocratic family were allowed to acquire these paintings that were subsequently sold to Norton Simon. But that was not the end of the story. The descendants of Jack Goodsticker initiated a lengthy legal battle claiming that they are the lawful owners of Cranach, Adam and Eve. 3 weeks ago, U.S. District Court ruled that the Norton Simon Museum is indeed the rightful owner of the paintings. So, next time you go to this museum, pay homage to this great masterpiece, for one never knows how the next chapter in its history might turn out. Last Sunday's issue of the New York Times featured a generously illustrated double-spread article by Joseph Giovannini from Paris to Moscow and back. It told the fascinating story of an outstanding private collection of French art assembled more than 100 years ago in Moscow by Sergei Shukin. A successful merchant, he began collecting in the late 1890s and as a result of his numerous trips to Paris acquired close to 300 iconic works by Monet, Picasso, Matisse and Gauguin, to name just a few. In 1908, he opened his Moscow Palace to the public, the first ever museum in Russia devoted to contemporary art. After 1917 revolution, his museum, with its vast collection, was taken over by the Soviet government and now, 100 years later, visitors to the Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg and Pushkin Museum in Moscow can salivate over the Sergei Shukin collection divided between these two museums. Lucky Parisians! This coming October, they will enjoy a large exhibition at Louis Vuitton Foundation, with a display of more than 130 paintings from Shukin's collection. Unfortunately for us in the United States, the chance of hosting such an exhibition here is close to zero because of a legal dispute with Russia. This dispute is in response to a decision by a federal judge to fine Russia $44 million for refusing to return a collection of Jewish books and documents to the Hasidic Shabbat Lubavitch Group based in Brooklyn. You may want to check out the link to the New York Times article on this subject on the KCRW website for today's Art Talk. But who knows? Hopefully, one day, when this dispute is over, we Angelinos might enjoy a traveling exhibition celebrating the amazing collection of French art assembled by Ivan Morozov, another Russian collector who lived in Moscow and whose collection rivaled the one assembled by Shukin. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.